Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week we're addressing the issues of careers and good work ethics, not just in the business world, but as representatives of the kingdom of God. And today, I'm going to address the issue of politeness. Listen to Webster's definition of the word polite: showing consideration for others, tact, and observance of accepted social usage. So, in a nutshell, when you are polite, you're showing consideration for others. Conversely, when someone is impolite, you could say that they are showing no consideration for others. This, of course, makes me think of the golden rule proclaimed by Jesus himself: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I remember once going to see a well-known minister speak at a church in another city, and as my family got out of the car, we were approached by an elder from that church who told me very sharply, "You can't park there. That's the pastor's spot." "No, hello, thank you for visiting. Just move your car." Even though the space was not marked. In the service, the visiting minister called me to the platform and introduced me to the congregation as his dear friend. After the service, the same elder came to me with incredible politeness, telling me how good it was to have me there and hoping that I would come back soon. I thought, boy, talk about selective consideration. Where did his parents go wrong? As parents, we must teach our kids to stand up straight, give a firm handshake, smile, introduce yourself and say, "It's so nice to meet you," to listen more than they talk, and to consider the other person over themselves when it's called for. Politeness is not something a child is born with. It's something they are taught, and the teacher is you, the parent. It's you who will instill this great skill in your child's life. They will learn it from your instruction, and even more by how they see you consider others with politeness. Then, when your children are grown, they won't be sending mixed messages about Christianity. They'd probably even give up their special parking spot and make a new friend just because of something they learned from you: how to be polite. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.